Well, the rivalry between us and Green Bay is like no other in our division. They're an NFC North opponent. We're just a few miles apart. You know, you step over the border and there you are in Wisconsin. And I run into every now and then a few of those cheeseheads, even in our area. And it kind of, you know, makes you want to swell your chest up and let them know that this is Viking land and we're going to go over there and take care of business in Wisconsin as well.
And your team, sadly, is 2-8. They've lost three consecutive games. But nevertheless, the familiarity and the fact that you got offensive linemen for them who have been across from Kevin Williams for years and vice versa, it makes teams want to win in this situation no matter the record.
Well, I don't think you pay much attention to the records when you are talking about playing one of your rivals. It's a different feel in your preparation as well as the fact who the opponent is. So throw the records out, just go play.
Adrian said earlier in the week that he was going to play today. What was done with Adrian during the course of the week to keep that injury as stabilized as you can so maybe he can come in today, have one of those 200s and a couple of those 82s?
Yeah, we try to keep him fresh throughout the week. You know, we really had him just on a treatment plan throughout the week and haven't taxed him physically, just let him take care of what he has to take care of in the training room. Got a little work on Friday, and like you said, get him ready to go out and hopefully rush for 200 on Sunday.
Let's go to Vikings.com, specifically the Media Vault, for a question for head coach Leslie Frazier. This one is from @BenJorgensen4. Leslie, how does Eddie Lacy, speaking of running backs, stack up to Adrian Peterson in terms of physicality at the line of scrimmage?
Well, he's a very physical runner. I mean, you watch him when he's carrying the football. It's rare that the first guy who contacts him stops him. He's one of those guys who does very good after contact. So you got to get a lot of people to the ball carrier. Otherwise, you know, he'll break a tackle, and what should be a one-yard gain ends up being a 10- or 15-yard gain.
Without Aaron Rodgers, one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL in closing, is their running game different? Is it, I don't want to say more predictable, but are teams able to focus more on it?
That's the key. Teams are more able to concentrate on their run game than they were when Aaron was the quarterback because you felt like you had to protect yourself on the back end with your safeties. Now you're seeing more eight-man fronts to stop their run game than you were when Aaron was the quarterback.
Let's see what the Minnesota Vikings see when they look at film. It's an exclusive opportunity with head coach Leslie Frazier to watch some Minnesota Vikings film, and here we go.
Paul, let's take a look at one of the key plays from our ball game against Seattle. We're in a situation where we have a chance to tie the ball game, we're in plus territory. We run one of our patented naked bootlegs with Christian, which he's very good at. We get a nice route by Jarius Wright, who had a terrific game against one of the top corners in the league, and Richard Sherman. Take a look at that little head move by Jarius. He ends up behind the defensive back. Nice finish on the play. Great route. Great job of catching the football.
We have Jarius Wright coming up shortly to talk about that play.
Just a nice fake. You know, whenever you fake the ball to Adrian, that's going to draw a lot of attention. Look at the free safety approaching the line of scrimmage as well. So we end up with one-on-one coverage against a very good defensive back. Great route by Jarius. Good throw by Christian. Good finish by our wide receiver.
It's good a terrific for Jarius.
Job. Yes. Had a heck of a game. Here we are. I think this is the first third down situation of the game. And we're in a situation where we want to be able to show man coverage against Russell Wilson and their offensive line. Our defensive backs and linebackers are doing a good job of showing press coverage. We come out and play zone. They're running some man beaters. Good job by our front. You can see from the end zone that Brian Robinson and Everson Griffin do a terrific job of winning the one-on-ones. And this is a combination of rush and coverage, which we talk about all the time. Take a look at Russell. Looking. I don't have anybody to throw a ball to. He ends up holding the ball.
Yep.
And then Everson and Brian do a terrific job of finishing.